where WOOC correspondent Des Moines George sat down with Devin Reinbach, a hypnotist new to the Troy area, to discuss what is reality?
To get to a real question of hypnosis, what is reality? You know, when you watch especially old movies from the 50s and you see hypnosis and it's like driven as, you know, this kind of, you sit in a room, question reality for about 30 minutes, and then after those 30 minutes you accept a new reality and you walk out and into that new reality that you created for those 30 minutes, and that new reality is now your reality forevermore. And it's really a question of reality. So how do you feel hypnosis in reality as a concept even kind of work together?
So I've thought about this a lot for many years, and the rabbit hole goes very deep.
It does.
Deeper, probably it's infinitely deep. Without getting too philosophical, my conception of reality today is two-sided. Well, first, we live in a dualistic reality. We've got left and right, black and white, up and down, yin and yang. We've also got information and experience. So information, I guess you can make the analogy between mathematical code behind a program, and the experience is, you know, actually experiencing the world with our five senses. You know, at least five senses. Some say we may have more. And I'm sure you've heard that all is belief, right? All is belief. Many people have said that. And in a way, that's totally true. To the extent that, you know, there may not be an objective reality at all. Like, the ultimate truth may be that there is no ultimate truth, right?
Right.
The ultimate truth is really every story that has ever been told, ever will be told, and is being told right now. The only way to know everything is to know everyone's experience, because that we all collectively make up this reality together. So, as far as individual realities go, like my own personal reality, I would say there's the outer world and the inner world. The outer world is, you know, I mean, I'm talking to you, and I can look around this room and see all the things on the walls, and, you know, the inner world is my internal experience, the things that are going on in my mind right now, all these thoughts and beliefs and emotions. And a lot of the time, our beliefs about ourselves and the world around us are not really conscious. We don't have them on our minds. Like, when we say something is on our mind, like, oh, I was thinking about you, that's the conscious mind. The unconscious mind deals with basically everything else. It's the rest of the iceberg, right? If the conscious mind is the tip, it's dreams, it's emotions, it's beliefs. A lot of them are unconscious, and a lot of them developed when we were much younger. So we've got this whole slew of beliefs as programming that are, you know, reinforced every day, and those beliefs about ourselves and the world around us can shape our reality. So, you know, let's say we're sitting at a table at a restaurant, right? We look over and we see a family, a couple and a kid. And one of the parents stands up and he's talking really loudly and he's waving his arms and whatever. So, and you mentioned you're Buddhist, right? So you'll totally get this. So now we wonder what's going on, because it's so loud we can't really hear anything. And well, from our perspective, understanding Buddhism, we would say, well, there's two parents and a kid, and one of the parents just got up and waved his arm around. That's that's basically it. Someone else might say, oh, you know, he's really pissed off. He's very angry right now. Another person might say, oh, he's probably just, like, saying, wow, did you see them? Did you see the... Our favorite team scored. He's pointing at the TV back there, you know? We all experience reality differently based on our inner world. So a lot of the time, when people try to make changes in their personal reality, like they want to quit smoking, or they want to lose weight, or they want to reduce stress, they may have tried everything. You know, I've tried everything. Nothing works. It could very well be that it's a belief or a thought about yourself that's holding you back. Like, oh, I could never do it. Or, I don't really deserve a better life. It could be anything. What hypnosis does is allows you to build a better rapport with your own unconscious mind. So you can be your own therapist and talk with yourself and say, all right, let me enter trance and figure out what is going on. And you'd be surprised how quickly it starts talking back. It right away. Oh, I've been waiting for you to open the door. All right, now here's all this stuff. And it's just, it's really powerful.
Yeah, when you think of reality as dualism, you kind of have to accept that there is a whole other side that exists that you might not be taking into play. That it is just all there within your reality, and it's just your consciousness. What you're conscious of in a moment might change, which would, say, evolve your reality. But the reality has always consist of all those things. Mm-hmm. So nothing's new under the sun. And so if somebody wanted to get in contact with you to either talk about your services or just maybe hear more from you on these topics, how would they get in contact with you?
So they can go to my website, which is dr-hypnosis.com. All my contact info is there. I'm also on Facebook if you look for d.r.hypnosis. All the info is on the website. And I look really forward to speaking with you soon.
Thanks, Devin.
So, snap out of it. That was Des Moines, George with Devin Reinbach, a hypnotist new to the Troy area. You can get in contact with Devin by visiting his website at dr for doctor hyphen hypnosis hypnosis.com.